Dead mouse. In wintertime they came, swarms at least 5 at a time out of the fields for the closeness of our heat. We never saw them until after, which often took weeks through measured ways of living, surviving each day's cold. It wasn't until the day we heard one for hours, squeaking, scurrying, and then glue-stuck so as not to be, that we realized we didn't understand what was considered a death meant for humanity, or a humane death. The hours my mother and I listened to a slow withdrawal, a fought against ending, of which my mother only knew from her last week in bed, lying motionless beyond the tiny cave of her chest, expanding, contracting. This mouse yearned for life, as we didn't do anything beyond listen and hope it called to its others. Tired of their racing across our feet while completing simple tasks, brushing hair, which was another type of consolation and concession, or pellets left behind on top of clean clothes. This winter, I did the laundry and scrubbed floors while frost thickened across the panes. Wind in its brusque tone tumbled through the cracks and bent the house in mirror to outside's bare trees. I continued to pull the sheets above my mother's body and listened to the cries as I found a hair, indistinguishable from either of us, gently curled next to a slightly still-warmed body.